Yeah.
Hi, this is Jesus, and I'm concerning, I'm calling with an opinion research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll. Do you have a couple of minutes to spare?
Oh, no comprendo.
All right. It will only be about 10 minutes if you have it, sir. The public opinion poll is about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Now, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Un momento.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello? All right.
Hello. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Now, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Registered what?
Yes, my name is Jesus, and I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Now, it's a general poll, and I would just take about 5 to 10 minutes of your time just to ask you a few general questions, if that's okay. Now, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
No. Oh, never mind. Yes, I am.
Okay, yes. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Que si todo está bien o está mal. Yeah, everything's on track.
Right track, okay. Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County? You can give any answer that you like. For example, high cost of living, education issues, anything. What do you think is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Como que es lo más, como el problema más como importante o grande de aquí, o sea, de vivir aquí. Es tipo, como por ejemplo él dijo, que como que cuesta mucho vivir aquí.
Para mí, sí.
The example you gave me.
Okay, would it be education issues? Or maybe high cost of living.
High cost of living.
Okay. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Condiciones económicas, ¿cómo te le pondrías? Bueno.
Regular?
Okay, so that would be good or fair, would you say?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
¿En 5 años crees que va a estar mejor o peor?
Creo que peor.
I think it's going to be worse.
Okay. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
¿Qué te preocupa usted sobre los trabajos, like, como por ejemplo el tuyo o el de tu familia, el de tu conocido? Es como muy preocupado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very concerned.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, whether excellent, good, fair, or poor. Now, I'm going to go down the list very quickly so I can get you back to your day. So the first one will be, how do you rate effective leadership from elected officials?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Did you say it again?
Yes. Effective leadership from elected mm-hmm. officials. Do you consider that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Ector County?
I don't know, I'm more concentrated on my work.
That's fine. You can not answer. That's perfectly fine. Now, how about, what do you consider about the availability of affordable housing? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Como de los precios tipo como que están de los de las casas que son muy están muy caros
diferentes no muy caro muy caro
excellent
okay perfect. The next one is a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Como no sé cómo lo que es primero, pero luego también como que es en mi trabajo. Estoy llamada. Can you repeat it?
Yes. It would be like a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth in Ector County. Do you consider that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Como la visión que tenemos como en el bienestar financiero y el trabajo. ¿Me consideras pobre? Good.
Okay, thank you. Now, how about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? Do you consider it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Como tipo incluyendo a personas de otras como diversidad y así. Good.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, how about availability of quality health care?
¿Qué tal como de qué tan, espérame, tipo como del segundo tipo, eso del, como cuando vas al hospital y ves que te piden como el servicio? Mm-hmm. O sea, como qué tan bueno esté sobre el... four.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now, being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Es ver como ir de un lugar a otro con el tráfico. ¿Eso es bueno?
Está bien.
It's good.
Good, okay. Just a few more, okay? And I really want to thank you for the time that you're taking. Now, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Como de que tantos lugares hay como de para jugar o como naturaleza, como de que tantos también tipo, pues ya es como, ves uno y está ocupado, ¿no? Sí. It's good.
Okay. How about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
That's for como de museos, como de qué tanto hay tipo música y todo eso. Four.
Okay. Now, how about natural beauty and physical setting?
Natural.
Four, okay. All right. Now, having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Como restaurantes, como lugares para la noche. It's good.
Good. Okay, thank you. How about public transportation?
That's poor.
Okay. All right, I see. Now, quality of the public schools.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Public safety, I'm just about done with the list. Public safety and low crime. Okay, I have one more from the list. How about offering job opportunities in your field?
Como encontrar trabajo en lo que te dedicas.
Está malo ahorita.
It's poor right now.
Mm-hmm. Completely understand that. Thank you so much. Now, if you can please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The same answers, excellent, good, fair, or poor. How about, how do you rate Ector County for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
It's good.
Good, okay. Young single people.
I don't know.
Okay. That's a fair answer. How about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
¿Qué tal de tipo, qué tantos hay de como estudiantes de tipo fueron al colegio y ahora buscan como trabajo? No creo que no se trata. Es por.
Okay, thank you. How about people living below the poverty line?
¿Qué tal gente que vive debajo de la línea de pobre?
Suicide.
I don't know.
Okay. How about retirees?
¿Qué tal de retiro?
Retiro.
Ajá, tipo que, like, como que hay necesidad, ¿no? I don't know.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries?
¿Qué tal de mirar? ¿Está bien, no? It's good.
Good, okay. All right. Families with children, just a couple more.
Familias con niños. Good.
Okay. And racial and ethnic minorities.
I don't know.
Okay, understandable. How about people like you?
No tengo papas.
La coca.
Okay, four.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Now, just a few more questions and I'll be done with the survey. Again, I want to take the time to say thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Can you repeat it?
Yes. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent. Good, fair, or poor?
Como de tipo vivir aquí, como que le es bueno, justo, pobre. Bueno. Good.
Okay. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It's going to get worse.
Okay, so deteriorate, would that be it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Would it be lack of job opportunities, lack of business opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children or others, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, or will remain dependent on oil and gas industry, environmental concerns, crime and drugs, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
I say drugs.
Okay, crime and drugs. Okay. Now, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. Now, how familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Para el condado de esto, que tanto esto es como confiado, sí.
Would it be not too confident or not at all confident?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Just a few more questions. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar. Somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, okay. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Very likely, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, great opportunity elsewhere, family reasons, retirement? poor education opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, or illegal immigration.
Poor education.
Okay. All right. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less? Some college? College graduate? Graduate degree?
High school or less?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Okay. Now, what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or more?
Mm-hmm.
50 to 64. Okay. Now, do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other? Okay. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Okay. Now, okay, thank you. Just a couple more questions. Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or more than $75,000?
Mm-hmm.
40.
Can you repeat the answer?
Yes. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 39,999, 40,000 to 74,999.
The 30,000 to the other one?
40,000 to 74,999. That one?
The 30,000.
Oh, okay. We have 25,000 to 39,999.
Never mind. It's the 40,000 to...
Okay. Got it. Now, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Part-time?
Okay, employed part-time. Okay. All right. Now, I know that you're helping out with our survey, but in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself, would you put me down a male or a female? I know you're helping out, with the survey. So, would you have me put down male or female?
Oh, wait. So it's for me or for my father?
It's for your father, actually. I know you've been helping him out, so most of the information is from him, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time today with the survey. I really appreciate your time. I know you had to introduce, you know, for your father, and great introduction, by the way. I really appreciate your help tonight. Once again, thank you, and I wish you have a great evening.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank your father as well, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.